Well, welcome back to the Cigar Box Guitar Builder. And my name's Adam Harrison. And this is the podcast. Sorry, clapping my hands. It's going to cause mayhem. Let's just log into the old computer here. While I'm doing so, just going to have a chat with Darren McDonald about what's happening on the Facebook group and in the world of Cigar Box Guitars. Well, our little world of Cigar Box Guitars, at least. And a couple of things I wanted to mention first. First and foremost is an enormous thank you to those people who have been watching the YouTube channel of the Cigar Box Guitar Builder. And for those people who have used the affiliate link to go to CB Giddy and purchase bits and pieces, all of that helps to fund the show and helps me basically get parts and get equipment and things like that for me to be able to do some really cool videos on. Some build videos and things like that. That's the type of thing that we're looking at doing. Just refreshing the old computer at the moment while we're doing that. If you want to see what I am up to, you can go and check out birdwoodguitars.com. Otherwise, the Facebook group of the Cigar Box Guitar Builder is well and truly absolutely kicking it at the moment. I couldn't be more happy with how the group is building, and we'll talk more with Darren McDonald about that in just a minute. All right, we are here. G'day, Darren.
All right, there you go, Adam.
All right. Well, that was very formal. I'm doing very well. We're going to try not to talk over each other today, guys. There's that pause. See the pause?
I'm just not talking at
all. I get all worried about dead air and stuff like that. So I tend to fill the
silences.
Yeah, I tend to fill the air up with my voice. I've never been short of something to say.
That makes us a good pair. I don't talk that much, so you got to do all.
Oh, but what you do say, Darren, is definitely not worth listening to.
It's boring.
I'm kidding, people. I'm kidding. Can we? All right. Let's just start the podcast off on
the Facebook page.
Sorry,
I'm on the Facebook page now.
Yeah, I just wanted to start the podcast off just on a very slightly negative note, and then I'll get past it. This morning, I woke up to a couple of notifications from not just one, but I think there were three. Three people that basically saw a post and saw some really negative, two very, very negative comments that regarding the post.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into what the post was about because I've taken down the comments, but I just wanted to say, just to remind people, if you a member of the Cigar Box Guitar Builder podcast group, we really, really want to stay very positive, all right? There's a lot of groups out there where there's a lot of negativity, and it's, to be honest with you, they're not usually Cigar Box guitar groups. They're normally like music groups or they're guitar, six-string guitar groups, or there's a lot of nitpicking and nastiness, and even groups such as groups that deal with space stuff and things like that that I'm into and things like that. And I've joined a couple of groups, like the Hubble group, and I think the other one, the other big telescope that's up in space, the James Webb group and stuff like that. And there's just so much negativity. People put up a post and then they're getting shot down. And I don't want our group to get that way. I think we've got a very, very positive group. And I think Darren does a really good job of, you do a good job, Daz, of keeping us straight. But I really had to just make a point today of making that comment about the fact that it is a Cigar Box guitar building group, but we've got people on the group from all around the world, from all kinds of different cultural backgrounds, from all kinds of different religious backgrounds, and from all kind of different gender backgrounds and stuff like that. And it's a new age, and some of us can be a bit old-fashioned and find it hard to kind of move with the times. But I think it's up to us to be be tolerant of people who, you know, might be different than the people you normally socialize with and stuff like that. And just remember, it's a really interesting, wonderful, special world out there, and we need to be respectful of each other. So if you don't have something nice to say, as my grandma used to say, don't even say anything at all. How's that? Leave it at that.
Well, yeah. You know, like I went out and, you know, on a limb or made friends with you. I didn't know what you were going to be like.
And you're regretting it every day, right?
sincerely.
Well, let's get on to the positive aspects of the group. All right. So that's the Captain Negative side of things coming out. And there's definitely been a few interesting posts this week. And one of the posts that's come out, or there's Junksville Guitars. I don't know whether you're on the group at the moment, if you're having a little look at Junksville Guitars.
Actually, I just want to say something, man.
Mm.
Like, when my grandson goes to preschool, you know, they have a saying that they say, don't bite your friends.
Don't bite your friends?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Don't bite your friends. Yeah, don't bite your friends. We're all friends. We're all friends here. Don't bite your friends. And one of our friends on the group is Junksville Guitars. And going to be honest and say, I'm just going to jump out and go to my...
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, go to my messages. And I've gone absolutely blank on his name, which I feel very, very... very poorly about, to be honest with you, because I had it and I've sent a couple of texts and messages back and forwards his way. Let me just explain Junksville Guitars. If you're on the group and you listen to the podcast and you're having a look at the group, type in Junksville Guitars and you're definitely going to be in for a treat. He does the most incredible, I think he's based in the UK. He's just done a new three-stringer box body. Now, he calls them Glitch, G-L-I-T-S-C-H. So it's kind of like Gretsch. And if you can imagine those kind of Gretsch, Bo Diddley style, big, you know, the rectangular guitars that, you know, Bo Diddley made famous. And of course, you know, copying kind of the cigar box guitar shape of his first guitars. But he doesn't only just do these rectangular guitars. He's doing some solid bodies and things like that, but they're definitely different because they're not six-string guitars. He does a lot of three- and four-string. And he's just done a very, very cool aqua blue offset style, like a kind of like a mix between a Jaguar and a Tele kind of shape. But it's a four-string. It's a four-string guitar off the top of my head. And boy, oh boy, man, he is just absolutely smashing it out of the park with these builds that he's doing. You know, these are the Gretsch kind of body, Gretsch looking guitars. You know how they've got that funny offset kind of thing with the Bigsby tremolo? And, you know, he's got some absolutely fantastic styles. And he obviously puts a hell of a lot of effort. Like there's one here I'm looking at the moment where he's got the small bourbon bottle, you know, the little bourbon bottle as a bridge. Oh, it's set in. Actually, it's just looking at it. Yeah, it's a really interesting one that he's got here where he's used a standard four-string hardtail bridge, but the strings go that's how he gets the intonation there, but the strings actually go over this bottle. So they're held in place with the bridge, but the bottle itself, I believe, yeah, is the bridge. It is crazy, man. So jump on to Junksville Guitars, Junksville Guitars, and... Man, go and check your stuff out because it's just incredible. I'm looking at the guitar that he's done at the moment, which is that four. Is it a four string? Oh, this one might be a six. This one might be a six string. Yeah, he's not afraid of doing six string guitars either. But he's done a six string here with, really interestingly, he's got like a Jaguar style bridge, and the Tune-O-Matic style, you know, bridge. So the tremolo, the Jag tremolo with the roller style bridge like a Les Paul. And then he's got two P90s in the bridge position, but really close together. So I'm very interested. I'd love to have a a sound, you know, sound of that, how that works out. But he does like solid bodies. He does a whole range of different instruments, and they're just as funky as hell. So go and check him out. He's one of our group members. I tell you what he's got. He's got 3,700 followers on his page. So he's very popular.
One of those followers.
Sorry?
I think I'm one of those followers.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, man. He just does the most incredible work. And so that's kind of that was someone who kind of really blew me away today. And there's another guy up here, Richard Pedretti Allen. And he says here, I was given a ton of cigar boxes and I realized that I'd probably never use the small ones. So I made tambourines out of them. And he said two of them are foot tambourines. How bloody clever is that? And I'm looking at it, they're really small. They're super small cigar boxes. You know, those little tiny ones. And he's got an American $100 note sitting next to it, and the box is only a tiny bit bigger than the banknote. So, I mean, that's just ingenuity. And he's got a great picture of one of them's a little bit bigger, and it's a slightly stronger box. So what he's done is he's put a foot strap over the tip of it where his toe goes, so he can kind of tap, 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 tap on the ground. Like he can lift it up and tap it with his foot. He's brilliant. What a clever, clever guy.
I'm actually looking at the guitar that inspired me to do my guitar, the one with the saw blade through it.
Oh, is it Junksville?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said when you said you were making the buzzsaw guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is where I got the idea.
That's it. Now, how did you end up doing it? I put him on the spot now.
seen the guitar.
Oh, I've seen the guitar, but no one on you. And you did. I remember about 2 years ago, you posted that up on the group, and it's killer. Talk to us about the guitar, about how you put it together.
Oh, with great difficulty. Yeah, I just, like, I had a white bit of, I think it was 300 by 45, which, yeah, just cut it all out, cut the shape, put a back and a front on it, and,
cut
it all whole.
Well, I'm looking at the buzzsaw blade.
Yeah.
And you've cut a hole in it for the pickup. That must have been a nightmare.
It was. I done it with a Dremel.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Took ages.
Yeah. How many of those discs did you go through?
Probably two.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say there's six in a pack for about $25. So you've gone through, what, $6 or $7 worth of Dremel bits?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'd probably never make it again.
It reminds me of building shovel guitars because. I went through a stage when Justin Johnson kind of started doing a bit with the shovel guitars. I really got into it. This is before I opened the shop. I probably built about 10 of them. You know, I sold them on eBay and sold them through the website and stuff like that. But they were a nightmare because I didn't know how to drill steel. I'd buy like good quality drill bits, steel drill bits, and each time I built a guitar, they'd be blunt by the time I finished because I wasn't using oil so I wasn't doing any of that. So it just turned me off. And I remember one of my best YouTube clips on I think on Birdwood Guitars, the YouTube channel, Birdwood Guitars YouTube channel. It might be on the Cigar Box Guitar Builder YouTube channel. I can't remember. But I did like part one of building a shovel guitar. And while I was doing it, I just hated it. I hated it. So I never made a part two. And everyone was going, because I think it's had like 8,000 hits or something like that, 8,000 views on it. And all the comments are, where's part two? Where's part two? And I'm like, I don't want to do part two because I hate making them now. I hate it. Well,
just skip part two and go to part three.
Well, see, the problem was The problem that I had was this. The pickups that I used to use, I used to get from CB Giddy. And I think I got a couple from MGB as well back in the day. And the pickups were fine, and they used to come with the covers, right? So when you put the pickups on, you could put the covers on them, and the covers would keep them in place. So all you had to do, you didn't have to, the flat pickups I'm talking about, not normal humbucker type or single coil pickups, but the flat buckers, right? The flat pickups, like the Giddy buckers, you know, CB Giddy sell the Giddy bucket ones, right? So, but they come with the top. And when prices got really stupid postage wise, and I couldn't buy from America anymore, just it was just not cost effective at the time for me to do it, which we know. I tried getting them locally. And the problem was that our local suppliers never supplied tops for them, like copper tops or plastic tops or steel, just whatever kind of top it was. And I was even looking at getting them 3D printed, but the cost was just to do a couple was just stupid. It was just really silly. So I tried a couple where I actually drilled holes, and I've seen other people on eBay making shovel guitars and drilling holes. But the problem is they're drilling the hole in the dimple, right, on the shovel. So where the handle goes into the shovel is a dimple there, right? But that dimple is kind of a strength point. And the problem is as soon as you cut a hole in that dimple, it wobbles. And it's like having a vibrato or a tremolo on your guitar just wobbling. And it's so easy to kind of wobble it. So I did a couple and to my ear, they just sounded horrible. So I basically stopped building them. It was that, and that's the reason I stopped making them. And they were awful to ship because they were always over a meter long. So you never knew whether they were going to actually get there. But if anyone wants to build a shovel guitar, go for it, man, because they are heaps of fun. They're awful to play. They're horrible to play. But they're heaps of fun. They look great. And in all honesty, the best shovels, the $20 shovels from Bunnings, the cheap ones.
Rusty one.
Yeah.
Old rusty one, half the blades missing on it.
Yeah.
Rusted away.
Yeah. You just got to watch those sharp edges. That's the only thing you got to do if they're sharp. But especially if you're selling, if it's your own and you know about it, that's okay. But if you're selling it, you just got to be careful. You know, that's.
You know, me and rough.
Oh, yeah, you like rust.
I'm a bit rusty myself.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, mate. Tell me about it. So that's kind of what's going on with the group at the moment, the Facebook group. So I'm talking to Junk School Guitar. Hopefully we're going to have an interview up with him in the next couple of weeks. I have sent an email to our good mate out at Buzzard Guitars, Pete Vivas. So I'm really hoping, Pete, if you're listening to this, and I know you'll listen to the last one, if you're coming back for more of this misery, please, I'd love to have a chat with you. I feel bad because I was going to have a chat with him. We kind of teed it up, and then I was having problems with recording and wasn't sure what I was going to do, and that it kind of all went a bit flat. So apologies to Pete, and hopefully I'll be able to have a chat with him soon. And I'm hoping to be able to have a chat with Ben Giddy Baker and possibly Shane Spiel. So I'm just kind of chatting with the guys at the moment, and we'll probably try and set up just an interview to see what's going on with the guys over at CB Giddy. And yeah, and also Bill Yaley, I need to try and get in contact with Bill again. Bill's just written a book about building amplifiers for cigar box guitar builders. And I was one of the people he allowed to do the proofread on. And it's brilliant. It is a bloody brilliant book. It's really, really good. So jump on Amazon. I think you can get it on Amazon at the moment. I'm not sure if CB Giddy have it at the moment off the top of my head, but it is definitely an awesome, awesome read. So, and he's done magical books, man. He's done magical books. He's done One Man's Trash is Another Man's Treasure. That's my go-to book, man. Probably once a year I go back and read that book. I've read it like three or four times. It's the total history of cigar box instruments. It's the most amazing book. And then he did another one, which was the ukuleles, the Kamaka, I think Kamaka, ukuleles out of Hawaii. and it's got a full plan of how to build it. And I built a couple of Cigar Box guitars using that plan and that book as inspiration. I didn't copy it exactly, but here, check this out. Once again, great television. Darren's coughing on his coffee. You like that?
Oh, when are you bringing it to my place?
So I'll just show it. It's just showing Darren. It's a little ukulele. So, yes, I'm building a little ukulele. Just for shits and giggles, basically. I'm not a... I'll tell you why I'm doing it. Because I'm actually teaching ukulele at school.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, the school that I work at, they've got a music program for, like, it's elementary school for those people in America, you know, primary school. Basically, they've got a music group, which they do really, really well, but there's not really a music group for the little year twos and year ones. So I'm teaching ukulele to these tiny little kids with these tiny little hands and these tiny little fingers. And it's just the funniest thing. It's like, we've been doing it for 4 weeks now and they've learned C and they still can't do it. So we do it 2 days a week for half an hour and they're so cute. Okay, everybody, play C. Here we go. And what are we singing? Hot cross buns. No, that's not C. No, it's on the third fret. That's right, in the high string. That's right, that's right. Yes. No, use your number three finger. No, not the rude finger. Don't use the rude finger. Use your number three finger, not finger number two. Put that finger down. Yes, we know how to use that finger. That's right. You can use it for good or for evil. That's correct. Right. Okay. Let's play C. Third finger on the high string on the third fret. Just copy me. No, that's not right. it's lovely. And I just say to them, like, because sometimes I'll come up and go, oh, I don't want to come today. Is that okay? It's like, that's all right. You just come and you turn up. So I've got a rotating roster of kids that basically, I think there's something like 17 kids that just pop in and pop out. Like they rotate around, but I've always got about 15 kids in the room. And I think there's like 25 in total that come in and come out. So it's just funny, man. It is so much fun. And it's just, and kids love music, man. They love music. Well, you know, I mean, your little guy, your little grandson, he's music crazy, isn't he?
A little bit. We're only allowed to listen to music in the car. It's pretty much a car thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I sit in the van and just play music and when he pretends he's driving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting him onto some really good songs.
So who's his favourite band at the moment?
Oh, his favourite song at the moment is Werewolves of London.
Ah, oh, top song.
Yeah. Only because he can go, ow.
Ow.
Throughout the song.
That's it. That's C. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Play C. Oh,
is
my
it
gosh.
With this finger?
Yeah. No, not that finger. That's finger number two. No, not the naughty finger. Finger number three.
Oh, come on.
Oh, they're fun.
What about these two?
Yeah. Well, the song's got two chords. And it's got the C chord, which is just one fret. Everything else is open. It's just one finger on one fret. And then the next is, I think it's G7. And it's like there's like a backwards G, but the kids can't do three fingers at the moment. So all I'm doing is going from C down to B, C down to B. So just go one fret down. So just keep that finger there. That's right. We're going to move that finger down. Oh my goodness gracious. But it's so funny. They are so funny, man. Oh my God. So what's happening with me? I'll tell you what's going on in my neck of the woods. I'm hoping to a couple of things. One, I'm in the process of fixing this, which is
nice.
Yeah, this is mine. I got this guitar from a few years ago. You remember how we were doing how sometimes we do the Cigar Box guitar swaps? I actually got this one from Michael Breedlove probably about 5 years ago. And we did a swap and I sent one to, I think, Michael Pinkerton. It might be. Oh, God, I've forgotten. But I got that one. But I've heavily modified it. And I'm putting it, I just put in a vintage Ibanez pickup like from the 1970s. But I was having a bit of a nightmare putting it all back together. So I've just kind of left it there. So there's that. I've got three Duke Joint Rockers on the bench at the moment and a Lightning Boy Mark II. That's the neck at the moment. So a beautiful, beautiful dark chocolatey brown piece of timber for the neck. We got some, I got Hue and Pine for the fret dots. It's an oak neck. And just here, I don't know if you can see those. See the side dot markers?
Yeah.
Those are rivet nails.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so that's they're hard to cut. I cut them with a pair of pliers, but sanding them back against the neck's a bit of a nightmare because I've got to use the sanding station and it just sparks everywhere. So I'm terrified of making a fire. So that's a little bit of a worry at the moment, just doing that. What's the other thing I've got at the moment? I've got a couple of guitars there. Oh, the other thing I was working on was, so I've got a few orders up at the moment. Actually talking to a customer at the moment about, they're going to send me a slab of driftwood. You remember from a couple of weeks ago, you put the driftwood guitar up on the group photo. She saw that and she wants me to make one. So her sister collects driftwood. So she's got this big piece of driftwood she wants me to make a guitar from. So three or four string. So that's going to be absolutely cool. That's going to be mad.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was doing was I was just playing around with Evie. You know Evie? Stevie, right?
Oh, yeah. Evie.
Can you hear that?
No, I can't hear it.
You can, bloody too. I was learning it before. I was kind of sitting there playing it for, it must have been like an hour. So that's cool. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with that. Eva, let her hang down. And it's the cool thing about it is basically if you tune it to E, I don't think this thing's in E. If you tune it to E, it's just basically, it's open E, it's B, it's A, and D. And that's it. So, yeah, so it's actually, I'm hoping to do a video on Evie, which is, so it's not a difficult song to play. So, yeah, it's just there's a couple little finger runs on it, like. How's that going? So, da-da-da-da. That's it, yeah. Yeah. Dead money in my pocket. Did he have a hand? Did I get myself a ticket to see a rock and rolling band? And then it comes, goes. So da da da, I can't remember the lyrics now. I've got to have the lyrics in front of me. Don't to get around, round, round. That's it. Heave it, heave it, heave it, hang down. So that's it. So yeah, I've been playing around with that. That's a heap of fun. And the other thing that I did, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So I was just going to say that the other thing that I've been doing is. With work, we've put together a band, and I've just been having the most fun. I've only had a chance to go a couple of times, but we went last week, and we were doing. I think we did Mustang Sally, we did Seven Nation Army, we did Learning to Fly. What was the other one? Oh, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Sorry,
how did you go with the F?
Oh. Yeah, not bad. I just got to keep that first fret on the first string. Just remember to try and get that F properly. But otherwise, it doesn't really matter. None of us are experts. And the thing that's the most incredible thing is the lady, the teacher who she's on drums. She literally has been playing drums for like 5-6 weeks. And she's awesome. She is absolutely amazing. Like, she's keeping the beat and she's doing, yeah, she's brilliant, man. She's absolutely sensational. So I haven't played like with a group of people in 20 years. It's got to be. It's before my daughter was born, my oldest daughter. And I used to play in the shop and I played when I do markets and stuff like that, but actually playing with a group of people where you've got to stay in time and not kind of freeform and stuff like that, that's cool. But the other one we did a Taylor Swift song because, the guy who's doing the lead singing, he's a huge Taylor Swift fan. So he asked it, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Like, it took me right out of my comfort zone. Totally out of my comfort zone, and because I'm like a metal and blues guy, and so to do stuff like to do something a bit more poppy like that, yeah, like, I mean, I've always respected her as a musician, you know, because she's not like to someone, you know, a pop diva who's just been put together by a music company. Like, she's the real deal. So I mean, not exactly my cup of tea music wise. I won't go out and buy her albums or listen to the albums, but to play it, it was fun.
You probably got the whole collection.
Yeah. Well, my daughter went to the concert. She loved it. She said it was brilliant. So, you know. But
From last week, the song that I was playing.
Yeah.
This is it. And now you can hear it this week.
Yep. No, can't hear it. No,
I can't hear it.
I heard the first couple of notes and then nothing coming through my speaker.
Oh, that hurts. I'll turn it up louder.
Yeah.
How's that?
No, nothing.
You can't hear it.
No, it must be something happening with you. Maybe you've got a leveler, so some funny level thing happening. But I literally cannot hear it. It's just not coming through. I can hear that, like, chuck, chuck. That kind of thing, but no chords or notes. No? Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I can hear your voice perfectly fine. And you're playing the one I built you. Yeah, you can see quality there.
There's the thing I found.
Yeah, you can see the quality there.
Where?
Yeah, just on that spot, just under your finger. listeners, Darren and I have a habit of building guitars and just kind of handing them over to each other. I think, how many have I got? I got three of your guitars. You've got two of mine, so I owe you one.
Yeah.
But that was your make a friend guitar.
Huh?
That was your make a friend guitar, the first one.
Yeah, this one. the guitar swap.
Yeah.
And then last year we just done our own swap.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I was going to do. You know that last video that I did of on the YouTube channel, the cheap guitar, building a basic guitar? I'll show it to you. Hang on. You may not have watched it.
Yeah, I try not to.
Yeah. So this one here. So,
oh, yeah.
So this was a, I don't know. Can you hear that?
Yeah. I can hear everything you're doing. I don't know why you can't hear me.
I can't hear yours. So this one's, I wanted to do this video of this because we got so many people on the group asking about what kind of timber they can use and what kind of box they can use. And sometimes I think people are getting too caught up in being perfect. Instead of just getting out there and putting something together and just making something. And it sometimes I build like this. So this is a piece of, I'm just showing you. If anyone wants to watch it, you can just go to the Cigar Box Guitar Builder podcast and it basically says just building a simple cigar box guitar. And I've basically just used some pine pallet wood. I've got a timber nut made from, I think some oak. I've got some mismatched tuners, some old 1970s tuners. There's no bushings in the headstock. It just goes straight through. A cardboard cigar box. So it's a cardboard cigar box. A bolt for the bridge, kind of like Shane Spiel did. He chopped off the circular end of it and stuff like that from building poor man's guitars. And literally, it sounds brilliant. And it's like, where's that slot? Oh, I got this slide from Janice Wilson Hughes from CB Giddy. It was in goodies that he sent me. And I've just used a B string on it and a B and an E, high E. You know, those left, you know, from leftover strings from a six string set. And that was just so cool, man. It was awesome. But that's kind of what's been happening in my world, I suppose. There's not much else going on. Back at work tomorrow after the Easter break. Hope everyone's had a nice Easter break.
I was at work this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I worked last night and, my boss wanted me to do a lawn for her. So I went around and done that this morning.
Yeah. Domestic bliss.
Oh, dude.
And the other... You're right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the other thing, you see that? So,
yeah.
People, what I'm holding up is a circuit.
I'm just trying to work out what it is.
It's a three transistor octave fuzz. Getting back into building some pedals for the website again, for Birdwood Guitars, under the Retro Electric label. So these are the kind of things I used to sell in the shop. So this going to go like that. You know, the battery there, mains power as well, and this is kind of like an octave fuzz, like Jimi Hendrix style kind of thing. And I got some really nice big ass knobs for the top of it. So that's going to be, I'll put that up on the, once I finish that, it might take me another week or so to finish it. I'm just going to take my time. But half the time goes into putting the circuit together. I had to trace it because I don't copy. I find schematics that I like the look of and like the sound of, and then I retrace them. I don't like using other people's, a lot of people put pictures up on the internet and use so people can copy them on the perf board, and I actually prefer to draw out my own schematic the way I like to draw them, and then I build it myself the way I want to build it. So quite often they end up sounding a little different from the initial thing, but once I've got it all down, and if I really like it, I can tweak it, and then I do a version of a fuzz face called the Soho 109. Doesn't sound exactly like a fuzz face, but all of the ones that I make all sound the way they sound. So it's kind of cool. It's like just doing something a little bit different. So that's basically what I've been up to. I'm just trying to catch up on builds and got to post a couple of guitars out tomorrow/Tuesday for a couple of clients. And I'm back on track after being sick with COVID for 2 weeks and having a bloody chest infection as well on top of it. So, yeah, I've had a shit beginning to the year, to be honest with you. Not been good.
But I must say, I got a shock the other night when I seen the guitar stands.
Oh, yeah, well, last night, yeah, man. They're beautiful. So for those people that don't know, if you jump onto birdwoodguitars.com, Darren has, and I think I put it on the group, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. That's where I seen it. I clicked on it and went to
Or was it Insta?
So, I can't remember now.
I can't remember if I put it on Instagram or the group off the top of my head. Anyway, it's at birdwoodguitars.com.
Once I clicked on it, I went to CB Giddy.
Did it?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. I'm doing so many links now because I'm doing the promotional stuff with CB Giddy now and the affiliate links. I've got to keep remembering to do the affiliate link on. And again, I mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast, guys and gals, but for those people who have used the affiliate link to go and check out CB Giddy and get parts from them, all of that, yeah, I get a little kickback off that, but that's basically how I'm going to fund doing videos and buying parts and getting parts to do promotion stuff with. So what I'm hoping to do is save up. I want to get one of the kits and put together the basic CB Giddy kit because that looks heaps of fun. It looks like absolutely looks like heaps and heaps of fun. So maybe like not the banjo one, but there's like the paint tin lid resonator. I really want to do that.
Yeah.
And the prices thing, that I'm so glad that Ben's been able to do something about the shipping prices, because it's just made things a hell of a lot easier. And the feedback from people has been brilliant. So a very big thank you to Ben Giddy Baker for helping us Aussies and New Zealanders out with better shipping rates. So it's definitely made things a lot more practical money-wise, financially, especially this day and age to do that. But as Ben said, he said, quite honestly, we're going for it, but it's like, it's hurting him. It's cutting into his bottom line. It's definitely cutting, but he's a great guy, and his support has been really cool. So mega chuffed and mega thankful. So that's it. I think that's it. I think we're okay. Hoping next week to be able to do a couple of interviews with some builders out there from the group. And if you are listening and you've got a story to tell, if you would like to be interviewed, if you think that you have got something that you can share with the rest of the listeners, get in contact with us through, probably the easiest way would be to message me via birdwoodguitars.com. Maybe try going through there. Adam Harrison on Facebook. You can even Birdwood Guitars, if you go to the group, you can just message me through admin. I think you can just message me at admin as well through the group if you want to be interviewed. Or Darren, if you want to be interviewed by Darren. If you don't want to be interviewed by me and you want to be interviewed by Darren. Darren's shaking his head at the moment.
Well, I keep messaging you saying interview me.
I think they've had enough of us, mate. I think they wanted to talk to some talented people.
I feel like if they want to be interviewed by you, they could just message me and I'll give them your home phone number.
Yeah. there'll be ones of people calling me. All right, mate. Well, have a great week. I'll talk to you through the week, and thank you for everything you're doing to help the group. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of positive stuff happening.
Bill.
Yeah. Who's Bill? All right, mate. Well, for everybody out there in La La Land, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Please like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please give us a thumbs up. Give us a 5-star rating if you can through Podbean or iTunes, whichever Spotify, whichever one you're using. It really helps us with our rankings. And thank you for those people who've been listening and supporting the podcast. It is an enormously gratifying thing to see people, you know, have been listening to us. And as I said, we will be getting some interviews with you guys happening very soon. So all the best. Take care. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
Okay. See ya. Don't bite your friends.
Don't bite your friends. Nice one, Des.